Dit is SBS Dutch.
Foodbank Australia meldt dat 3,7 miljoen huishoudens het afgelopen jaar te maken hebben gehad met verontrustende niveaus van voedselonzekerheid. Voornamelijk door de stijgende kosten van levensonderhoud. Goede doelen die helpen met voedsel zeggen dat ze het stijgende aantal aanvragen nauwelijks aankunnen.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Op één dag worden er meer dan 1000 warme maaltijden bereid door een liefdadigheidskeuken in Bondi bij Sydney. Het voedsel is voor gezinnen en anderen in nood en wordt verspreid van het centrum van de stad tot aan de Blue Mountains aan toe. Chefkok Dave Ely houdt toezicht op de bereiding van het eten.
We're a very busy kitchen, and if we're not busy, yeah, people don't eat. That's exactly right. We try to produce as much food as we can. We're producing around about 5,500 meals a week.
Het is bijna een militaire operatie onder toezicht van manager George Karounis. Hij zegt dat er niet eerder zoveel maaltijden werden bereid.
I've been saying it this bad. It's been a significant increase in this year. Not just people sleeping rough or in shelters or sleeping in cars, but it is people knocking on the doors now to the larger charity groups, and hence they're coming to us. And they're people who are behind in mortgage payments or struggling with the cost of living pressures or behind in rentals. And the cost of living pressures is real.
In de afgelopen 15 jaar heeft meneer Karounis meegeholpen aan de groei van Our Big Kitchen, of kort OBK, een niet-conventionele voedselservice die voornamelijk door vrijwilligers wordt gerund. Hij werkte zich op van keukenhulp naar operations manager en zegt dat de voedselarmoede niet eerder zo groot was.
Not a charity group that comes down and picks up meals off us. If they're, you know, scheduled to pick up 150, invariably they'll turn around and tell me, George, can I get an extra 50, an extra 60. At this moment, we're coping. I think if that increases to about 6,500 to 7,000 meals a week, then we will be struggling to keep up with that demand for services.
Foodbank Australia schat dat de stijgende kosten van levensonderhoud ervoor zorgen dat miljoenen huishoudens in Australië te maken hebben met voedselonzekerheid. Dat wil zeggen dat ze geen toegang hebben tot voldoende gezonde voeding. U hoort CEO Brianna Casey.
At the moment, we are seeing food insecurity rates at a level that we've never seen them before. We know the 2023 Food Bank Hunger Report showed us 3.7 million households across Australia have experienced food insecurity. And we currently are doing our research in the field at the moment, and I have every expectation that not only will that number have increased, but there's been a really significant shift in the severity that people are facing. One of the really concerning shifts that we've seen across multiple communities is not only people in full-time employment who are needing food relief, but people with multiple job holdings. These are families where they've got one or two main income earners working full-time during the day, and then one of those parents is going off and engaging in the gig economy. The real shame that we have here in Australia is that we have the second highest rates in the world of households wasting food. We have 7.6 million tonnes of food being wasted each year, and yet 3.7 million households are struggling to put a meal on the table. We've got to get the balance right.
Het Leger der Zeils voedt veel mensen in nood. Een bus haalt 140 maaltijden op bij OBK die meteen worden uitgedeeld. Danny is Community Outreach Coördinator bij het Leger der Zeils en zegt dat warme maaltijden zoals groene curry met rijst of bolognese met rundvlees voor velen van levensbelang zijn.
They get a hot meal on a night like tonight. That means a lot. It's very cold and the need is getting greater and greater. Things getting tight out there with money. We're seeing a lot more people on the street that may not be sleeping rough, just people doing it tough.
Al bijna 20 jaar helpt OBK de meest kwetsbare mensen in de stad. Het begon in 2005 als een idee van rabbi Dr. David Slavin en zijn vrouw Lea, wiens beide Joodse ouders de Holocaust in de Tweede Wereldoorlog overleefden. Rabbi Slavin zegt dat hij leerde de waarde van voedsel in te zien nadat hij hoorde over de opsluiting van zijn vader in een Russische gevangenis.
Dad was born and raised in Russia and then he ended up in the gulags. He survived miraculously, but part of that was most inmates died from hunger. There was very little food to go around in the wider community, in the jail, much more so. So I grew up in a home where throwing out food simply did not happen. My mom was born and raised till the war broke out in an idyllic, beautiful, loving and warm home halfway between Warsaw and Bialystok. And then when the war broke out, within about a week of the Germans invading Poland, they were in her town, and Jews were given an opportunity, 24 hours, to pack up and go, which they grabbed, went into the Russian side, didn't accept Russian citizenship, which put them into Siberia. It was very tough. I mean, my mom, one of the things that she's never quite gotten over is the loss of a brother from starvation, 2.5-year-old boy. All he kept asking for was a bit of bread. She never says a story without crying till today. And although she was only 11 at the time, doesn't figure herself for not having been able to provide for him.
Het is een van de redenen waarom Sleven zijn leven heeft gewijd aan het voeden van anderen, sinds hij begin jaren 90 vanuit New York naar hier verhuisde om met Lea te trouwen. Zij was kapster en begon het project in haar eigen keuken door maaltijden te maken voor vrouwen die chemotherapie ondergingen.
I cannot begin to tell you the difference in these meals. They were magic. They were magic. I'm still in touch with many of the women today. And those meals were a lifeline using our kitchen.
I'm incredibly proud of what Leah's done. Very, very proud. A lot more we need to do. We have not begun to scratch the surface.
Ze hebben ook een OBK-filiaal opgezet in Los Angeles in Amerika en zijn een ware inspiratie voor andere internationale projecten.
We've had a lot of inquiries from many, many charities. We had a collaboration with Morocco where a woman who's doing lots of good work on the streets came over here to learn in depth exactly what it is that we're doing. And we're really working on developing a back end so that we can share more information of policies and procedures with other charities who approach us.
Het stel dat zelf 8 kinderen heeft, krijgt ondersteuning door samen te werken met de gemeenschap. Michael Manton, directeur van de St. Charles Catholic Primary School in Waverly, is een van de vrijwilligers.
We're aware of families within our community that do need the support. 3 meals a day is important, and obviously for us to make a difference for at least 1 or 2 of those meals today was a great opportunity.
Rabbi Sleven is dankbaar voor de voortdurende steun van de gemeenschap en bedrijven en zegt dat zonder deze steun OBK zou worstelen om aan de stijgende vraag te kunnen voldoen.
In een land zoals Australië, de salaries zijn heel erg hoog. Dus voor ons te employ people will really raise, you know, the cost of meal production. So we've always looked wherever there is a possibility of getting people to help in any way, shape or form. When it comes to team building, they could do white water rafting and paintball shooting and rock climbing and escape rooms, all wonderful, wonderful things. But we say to people, once we've done all of those, let's try to do something a bit more meaningful. Come together in a fun and inclusive way.
En dat is de kernboodschap achter OBK. Volgens Sleven is, in een tijd van groeiende wereldwijde conflicten, het verenigen van diverse gemeenschappen belangrijker dan ooit.
Brought Jewish, Muslim, Christian children to cook with each other. And we have been very successful in being able to bring people from very, very different backgrounds in together and to realize, hey, we may speak somewhat different languages, we may look a bit different, but ultimately we are one and the same.
Dit was een verhaal van Ellen Lee voor SBS Nieuws, in het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.